KR, KR4AAE. How are you, Tom? I haven't spoke to you in a while.
Hi, Stephen. Well, I'm sitting here in front of a Tesla, or a truck. So I guess I'm the leader of the weirdo pack back there. God, those things are crazy looking. Yeah, we haven't spoken in a while. How you doing?
Too bad. I'm ready for some warm weather, and, yeah, those Cybertrucks are very interestingly designed vehicles. Not a big fan of the silver ones. My friends and I call them a trash can on wheels. However, there is a blue Digicam one out that I've seen up on Pleasantburg over in Cherrydale, which kind of looks cool every now and then. I haven't seen it recently.
Yeah, they are strange, to say the least. I don't get it. I mean, if you want a pickup truck, I sure wouldn't want it to look like that. But yeah, you're right. I've seen some other colors that were much more desirable than the stainless steel behind us. I guess they're going to have special dyes to make those parts for every single part they make on the things because they're stainless. And stainless is extremely hard to work with. I used to work in a machine shop for 32 years, and we did a lot of Inconel and stuff like that, and stainless stuff to build kilns. And they were really tool eaters, put it that way.
Copy that. I could definitely see how that would be. You need something specifically made to make a specific part. It's almost like carbon fiber. Every part needs a different mold, and it's almost like stainless steel. Everything needs a different part, different type of machine to make their own parts. I'm going to stick to just the simple aluminum tube welding. Call it a day.
Yeah, you and me both. I guess, they forced the car manufacturers into retooling up for this, and I guess Ford's lost several billion dollars, and now they're trying to get it converted back, and they probably lost a lot of their experienced people that were into internal combustion engines. I can very much agree with the hybrid thing right now, but they just put the cart before the horse there, before the technology was adequately proven, in my opinion, and they don't go by my rules, of course, Stephen, but just looking at it from an old-timer's point of view, they ain't even got a place to get rid of all the toxic chemicals that are produced. If you made the whole fleet electric, let alone the grid, South Carolina's really crying about the grid now not being powerful enough, and they keep bringing in more industry and more industry. I think they better, it takes about 10 years to get a power plant going.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. There's, I know the push to be green is very heavy. However, I think that we need to build our infrastructure up a little bit more because it's not happening and there's just not enough of it around. I mean, yeah, the hybrid vehicles, like disposing of all those toxic chemicals and materials, nobody knows how to do it yet. And then the fact that we have to go mine for all these different types of materials, yeah, there's a lot of things that didn't happen in the correct orders, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion.
Well, you realize that Biden gave them the one of the largest lithium mining facilities in the world when he just ran out of Afghanistan. And we had discovered it, and we had set up the mining operation. And they were, really doing well. And the first thing they did is turn it over to China.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that went on out there, and just kind of just shook my head and said, oh boy, that's all I could do.
It's a lack of common sense, I think. But I'm sure not a scientist or one of the smartest people in the world. But man, if they are legitimately, and I believe they are, finding all of this waste, why not invest that money in either nuclear plants or into more of my thinking, the gas turbines like they produce right here in Greenville. That really makes a lot more sense to me, because they got a surplus of gas, natural gas, and good Lord, why not use that? It's pretty darn efficient and non-polluting. So I would say go with that, and it'll support our people in the United States. Those gas turbines are really an amazing piece of technology. I don't know if you've ever been down there and looked at them or not. I used to work in a machine shop where we built very large things, and believe me, those are very large things.
Not. Where did they manufacture gas turbines here?
Yeah, just down in the south part of Greenville. My daughter's worked there many years now. She worked for Toyota Technical Center for a couple of years up in Michigan and one other company, and then left Toyota and went to GE as a polymer engineer. And then she transferred down here, and she's a program manager of that. But there's a lot of people on here that have worked in GE. It used to be about 3,000 people, I think, worked there. They do have an open house once a year, and it is just astonishing to go through that plant.
Maybe I will just take a field trip soon and go see if I can get a tour out there. That would be kind of cool, all those big, giant pieces of machinery and how they make them and how they work. It's also fascinating, just how things work. I enjoy figuring out how things work.
They got their machine shop is incredible with the CNC machinery and then the overhead cranes. I used to work on a lot of those up to, well, the biggest one I ever worked on was 250 tons. They called me over to the railroad one time to work on that, which they lifted diesels with, and they're very heavy. But at our machine shop, the biggest we had was 50 tons. And we had 220 tons and a lot of 10 tons and many dozens of smaller ones. And my job was to keep them running. Was part of my job, shall we say. I enjoyed working on them. It was up high. Never did have a boss come up there and chew me out for anything. Yeah, they didn't have the guts. They were all scared of heights. But, they put those to shame. I don't know how many tons some of those bigger ones are, but I know when they made the, they were making a lot of those wind turbines down there, and they have a test facility for that, and they have a test facility where they can bring the gas turbines online, and they're the only one in the world that has it, and the reason being, Stephen, is they used to have to interrupt the grid in order to synchronize with the line, and it was a lot more bigger deal than it is now, because they have the ability to dissipate the energy that they make through their testing facility. It is gargantuan, to say the least. And those things are, I don't know, 500 to 750 million watts, the gas generators, somewhere in that area.
KR4AAE. Wow. I mean, I can understand. The numbers are large. Could that power, like, a little small city generate that much electricity?
Oh, no. That can power big cities and thousands of homes. they use them a lot overseas. NY4G used to fly him over there to Saudi Arabia and different places to work on him. He's on here. Well, he runs the net one night a week. And brilliant individual. And ham radio wise, he's a brilliant individual. So if you got any questions, then just wait till he has the net some night and stay for the red queue. Because believe me, you can answer them. You can design antenna systems. But the generators are capable of powering cities and that. They're just huge. Heck, if I remember rightly, the motor, just to get that turbine started down there at the test facility, something like 6,000 or 8,000 horsepower, to give you an idea, Stephen.
That is amazing. Maybe I'll be doing a little research this afternoon just to see how these things work and what they look like. Yeah, that sounds like a good one for me to look at this afternoon.
Mobile. We're just headed down to Walmart to pick up some stuff. Here in Taylor's, about halfway there. During their open house, they have a whole carnival out there and the families go down there and visit. I think most anybody can go in. I'm not sure of that, but you can check on their open house. And I can't say enough about it. It's a fascinating place, and they build these things for people all over the world, and why not utilize it? I mean, we ship liquid natural gas overseas all the time, and oil wells produce a lot of natural gas that's just burned off. If you ever went by refineries and see those fires, you know, up above the pipes up in the air, why not use it, you know, to our benefit? And you don't have the storage problem you would with nuclear. But and they're wanting to build a lot of things, and they're getting, like I said, the carts before the horse. Well, what are you doing today, Stephen?
I'm just trying to finish up some things from Friday and get everything buttoned up before the weekend. So a little bit of work here and there. Just trying to make sure I got everything good to go for the weekend for some folks, but that's about it for now. But I don't know why I'm so tired, but I'm ready to go take a nap already.
50, it's okay to take a nap, but I don't know, you sound a lot younger than that. shoot. Well, I got behind Granny up here in front of me, I'm afraid. But good luck with that, Stephen. We're not too far from Wally World, and traffic's getting a little more congested, so I'll let you go and say, I'll get around this car. And I need to switch lanes if I don't get caught speeding. Anyways, take care, Stephen, and nice talking to you today. And I think it was KR4AE. This is NZ0TR, and I don't know if I got your call sign right. If I didn't, I apologize.
Got it right there, Tom. It was nice chatting with you. I'll say 73 to you for now. I'm sure I'll catch you on the airwaves a little bit later. This is KR4AAE, and I am clear.